Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
How about Scott Gratian, who was forced to resign two years ago because of his personal use of emails? By the way, right. David Schuster from Al Jazeera America.
Right.
What about Ambassador Scott Gratian being forced to resign?
David, I think you should go online and read the entire IG report. That is not an accurate representation of what happened. Thank you very much.
Here it is. Suddenly it's 1994 all over again when I began the radio. The cycle is completed and it starts again. Nirvana was big. Bill was bulging. Hillary was fleeing. And here we are back again. As I said yesterday, before she's even announced her candidacy, a cloud of filth has hit us in the face. You talk about baggage. I mean, how about getting hit with the baggage before the plane arrives? So Bill Clinton was president, those of you who weren't born yet, between 1992 and 2000, known as the Mesozoic of American politics. I would call it the Jurassic period of the Mesozoic. That would be the middle of the middle period, which ranged between 252 and 66 million years ago, if I remember my geology correctly from high school. And one other side note, by the way, Hillary and all the rest of you in the warmest racket, the Earth was much hotter then than it is today, and that was long before Henry Ford. Yeah, the Earth was much hotter in the Mesozoic than it is today, but don't try to confuse people who have made up their minds about man destroying the Earth. I would say politicians are destroying the Earth more so than cars. You know, this issue of the mishandling of classified information is an interesting one. A Marine Corps Board of Inquiry recently recommended that a reservist, Major Jason Bresler, be thrown out of the Marine Corps for mishandling classified information. According to Kevin Carroll, his lawyer, Major Bresler, 35, a New York City firefighter, and a brave combat veteran of Iraq and Afghanistan, accidentally took home 14 documents on his personal computer, some of which were classified. I'm reading this from the New York Times. He was in a graduate school class when he received an urgent email from military officials in Afghanistan and sent a specific document in response using his personal email account. The document was classified, and that led to an internal review. Major Bresler has sued to challenge the separation recommendation from the Marine Corps, which goes to the Marine Corps Commandant and then to the Secretary of the Navy. The case is pending in federal court in Brooklyn. I rest my case. It's called a double standard, and the rules don't apply to her. It's that simple. I mean, she's a government official who was storing classified information on a personal device. Now, you'll say, how do you know it's classified information? She's the one who actually determines what's classified, because she was the Secretary of State. So she could say everything she thought was not classified. But I would say that that's kind of begging the question, wouldn't you? The best thing for me to do for you today is not go into a rage about Hillary Clinton like all the rest of them. What's the point of that? They expect that of us. I told you that the only solution to Obama's horrible actions against the American people in the Constitution is to... I didn't say forgive him. I said, what did I say? I said use forgiveness. And I didn't say that acceptance is the same as forgiveness. Do you remember that? Only by not playing into his hands of getting enraged by him can you defeat him. And so I said, we must forgive Obama. He has no forgiveness in him. Remember that? I didn't say accept what he's doing. You can fight what he's doing, but forgive him for what he's doing. It's two different things. It's the same with Hillary Clinton. You want to get into a fuming rage and then be typecast as right-wingers again. You know, it's all they know, a vast right-wing conspiracy. Well, I guess now the New York Times and the AP have joined the right-wing conspiracy. Welcome aboard, girls. Welcome aboard, girls, in the AP and the New York Times, because you're now a member of the right-wing conspiracy. I entered this theater in 1994, right in the heart of the Clinton administration. And the best thing I can do for you is entertain you today with some stories about Bill and Hillary Clinton. Because otherwise, you know, I'm going to play you the tapes over and over again, and I'm going to say she's guilty, and you're going to say she is, and you're going to say she should go to prison, and you know, this and that. But you have to ask yourself, here's the thing no one's asking. Why is the New York Times and why is the AP jumping on Hillary in order to sort of nullify her campaign? You haven't thought ahead on the chessboard, have you? Because they want Elizabeth Warren to run. They want to neutralize Hillary Clinton because she's not liberal enough. They want Pocahontas to run. They want Pocahontas to run because they want an even more insane person as president. These people are stuck, by the way, in the past. They're all stuck in the past. The whole liberal establishment is stuck in the rhetoric and policies of the 1960s. You know, folks, the world has moved beyond Mao Zedong. But these people, Hillary Clinton and Elizabeth Warren, to me, seem to live in the Mesozoic. I didn't say Mesozoic. They live in the Mesozoic. But even China has embraced capitalism. They're not embracing the rhetoric of income inequality that Hillary is still embracing. Suddenly it's 1960 for Hillary Clinton. And if you think that's bad, which it is, Elizabeth Warren is even worse. She's a woman who could only be elected in Massachusetts. But Elizabeth Warren is not a citizen of the Cherokee Nation. Elizabeth Warren was not enrolled in the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians. Elizabeth Warren is not one of the United Kitawa Band of Cherokees. According to The Atlantic, back in 2012, they looked into it. She claimed she was Native American. That's how she got into Harvard. That's how she ruled in Harvard. That's how she got over on Whitey, was using the ethnic race card, claiming she was Native American. Well, it worked, and she got elected to the whatever she is now in Massachusetts. I have no idea. Chief dog catcher of the Massachusetts nation. I don't know what she is. I think she's a senator, isn't she? But nevertheless, she said she was a Cherokee. And she said, these are my family stories. This is what my brothers and I were told by my mom and my dad, my mom-war and my pap-war. But no one could establish that her family lore about being part Native American is anything more than one of the most widely shared family myths known to American genealogical researchers. According to The Atlantic, myths especially prevalent in Elizabeth Warren's home state of Oklahoma. There's a running joke in Indian country. If you meet somebody who you wouldn't necessarily think they're Native, but they say they're Native, chances are they'll tell you they're Cherokee, said Lindsey Kriebel Burton, a spokesperson for the Cherokee Nation in Oklahoma. Warren has been embroiled in the controversy since reports surfaced that she described herself as a minority in a law school directory and was touted as a Native American faculty member while tenured at Harvard Law School in the mid-1990s. Warren has described herself as having Cherokee and Delaware Indian ancestry. Wow, isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? You don't think she used Native American ties for professional gain, would you? You wouldn't think that this blonde, blue-eyed white woman describing herself as a minority was odd, would you? No, of course not. Not if you're a liberal and you like to be a throwback, going back to the pre-Mao period. But what I want to do is go back to a book that I wrote called The Political Zoo in 2005, where I kind of lampoon politicians, both left and right, ranging from those on the left to those on the right. Everyone got it. And I have no friends left in the media or in politics as a result. To this day, they hate me. Let's see, I picked on, in addition to the obvious, John Kerry was in there. Nancy Pelosi was in there. But I also, you know, did a pretty good job on Rush Limbaugh. Witness, he doesn't talk to Michael Savage, doesn't mention. Bill O'Reilly is in there. John McCain is. So I'm an equal opportunity satirist. So let's turn the page is to Hillary Clinton, who I named Peronista Manipulatus. Those of you who know Latin binomials will get it. Those of you who didn't go to elementary school will turn the show off immediately to hear Hillary bashing all day long. Go ahead, listen to the any show you want. I made a decision. Remember I did the White Owl on Monday And yesterday I did a live show because she spoke during my show. She waited for me to appear on the air in order to speak live because she likes me so much. This coffee is good. I can't believe there's a broadcaster who went on the air today and said that, well, I know that Hillary waited for her press conference until I was off the air. I said, this is really stretching it. I mean, this is some credibility going on here. But I did a book. It wasn't a big seller. It was too smart for its time, called The Political Zoo, where I kind of gave each politician an animal persona. And I named Hillary Clinton the limber leopard. And then I gave them a Latin binomial. In her case, it's Peronista manipulatus. And here's what I wrote about it. Tell me if you tell me if any of this is still relevant. The limber leopard, an agile and extremely dangerous member of the cat family, is native to the Great Lakes, but adapted surprisingly well to the remote areas along Arkansas's Whitewater River. As the queen of her species, this thick-legged predator is known for her domination of the pack, and her one advantage is being able to change her spots at will. This sturdy animal is also known for the unusual processes she uses for selecting a breeding partner. Although she may appear asexual, this predatory beast has a keen eye for the alpha male of her species, or at least one that she could hector into seeming like an alpha male. Although the limber leopard tolerates the alpha's sexual waywardness, she can become entirely vicious towards any female of the species that threatens the alpha status of her mate. And then I go into the former First Lady and current junior senator from New York, who I said was up for re-election in 06. A senatorial race that many see as a cakewalk, assuming her husband doesn't gorge himself on the cake first. And then I said she would win, obviously. And I wrote some other things. We talked about her being a co-president, the Jennifer Flowers, Monica Lewinsky. During her White House years, the Frost Lady, we didn't call her the First Lady in the political, so I called her the Frost Lady, tackled some mind-boggling issues none more ill-conceived than her approach to national health care. Well, as you well know, that's already policy. Obama has outdone her with regard to socialized medicine. Thankfully, when it turned out that the leopard's pride was guarding the gazelles, the prey turned on the predator. With her policies threatening to turn Department of Motor Vehicles branches into doctor's offices, Americans decided that they didn't want this co-president in charge of their health decisions. In 1994, her brazen overstep provoked voters to foist full congressional control. The Dems lost an incredible 54 House and 8 Senate seats on the opposition. Almost single-pointedly, the limber leopard switched a Democratic Congress to a Republican one. All in all, it was the biggest First Lady PR bungle since Mary Todd Lincoln overspent her decorating budget on wallpaper and chintzes in wartime. You got to admit, some of it's funny. Even Jim's laughing. Then, too, some other shenanigans from the First Leopard didn't help much either. Travelgate, Filegate, Cattlegate, Whitewater, and Vince Foster come quickly to mind. And these are just the tip of the ice queen. Not that our feline friend hasn't done more to embarrass herself. In 1996, the limber leopard launched a campaign to build relationships with Muslim groups, including the Council on American-Islamic Relations and the American Muslim Council organizations. You might call front groups for the child killers of Hamas, the Palestinian terrorist organizations. These groups held a conference in 1998 where speakers called for jihad and labeled Jews as pigs and monkeys. Ah, the compassionate face of liberalism. It's a good thing she's not associating with those intolerant, bigoted conservatives. After the invasion of Afghanistan, she wrote an op-ed about the importance of restoring women's rights in the oppressive country. She cannot defend her own rights against her husband, said General Shuhaila Siddiqui, the nation's only female general. How could she defend the rights of my country? Good question. I'll be right back. It's the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com.
I did not email any classified material to anyone on my email. There is no classified material, so I'm certainly well aware of the classification requirements and did not send classified material.
I did not have sex with that email. I mean, I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have classified information on that email. It's an interesting, when you think about it, it's the same exact thing. In other words, deny, 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 delay, delay, delay. It's the old tactic of the radical left. Deny, 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 delay, delay, delay. And morons will forget it. So I called it email gate. I thought on the bicycle today it should be called e-gate. But e-gate, I don't know. Email gate is better, I think. I think that'll stick. Add it to cattle gate. So continuing now with the political zoo, where we are reading about the limber leopard, see if it's still true. For the anti-war crowd, our spot-changing senator says she's for a pullout of Iraq. For the pro-war crowd, she stands by her congressional vote to support the war. For the liberal crowd, she's supportive of Muslim interests. For the conservative crowd, she supports a protective barrier for Israel. And then there are these moderate morsels dropped in her leopard stew. Advocacy against violent video games and support for a ban on flag burning. She's serving more sides than a short order cook. Far from her days of supporting and springing Puerto Rican terrorists, the limber leopard is even trying to come off as hard-nosed on illegal immigration. She criticized the Bush administration for not doing more to stem the tide and for shortchanging INS frontline workers. The limber leopard's mastery of public policy issues doesn't seem to have an end. The indictment of her 2000 Senate campaign finance chairman shows how well she understands campaign finance reform. Perhaps her most important quality, however, is something Tricky Dick Nixon saw in her shortly before he died. Back when President Clinton was willy-nilly about bombing Bosnia and Serbia, Nixon said that all of this indecisiveness reflected poor leadership from one Clinton, but not the other. It's pretty good. Some of it's good. By the way, the end of my entry on her husband, who I think I gave him an interesting name, Bill Clinton, was named Fondlium and Gropium. Fondlium and Gropium. The celebrated Arkansas werewolf. Fondlum and Gropium, the celebrated Arkansas werewolf.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
The server contains personal communications from my husband and me, and I believe I have met all of my responsibilities, and the server will remain private, and I think that the State Department will be able, over time, to release all of the records that were provided.
Here we go again. All the scandals before she's even announced. The woman arrives on the scene, and once again, the cloud of filth hits us in the face. That's before an announcement. It's unbelievable. You know, look, I could sit here and rail against it and start screaming, investigate and this and bring in the Justice Department. It's not going to happen. It's all one team. The team that's in power right now, you think they're going to bring in an investigation? You must be joking. Marco Rubio to the rescue. He'll come screaming along with ringing the ice cream truck bell and save America. We've been waiting for a man on a white horse, and we got a man on a white ice cream truck. But that's the state of affairs today. So I want to go backwards in time because I want to read from the most important satire of its time, The Political Zoo, little known at the time, very small audience for it. It was well beyond, it was ahead of its time. But I want to read you what I wrote about the limber leopard, Hillary Clinton, the limber leopard, Peronista manipulatus, because the next piece is very important for you to hear. On January 19th, 1999, having just barely survived impeachment, the president touched on the subject of Kosovo two-thirds of the way into his typical State of the Union stem winder. He spent 43 words, just slightly more than he needed to seduce Monica, including the call for a pizza. Then someone in that White House persuaded the president that America needed its alpha male to start acting like one, and not just in the back galley of the Oval Office. The message apparently sunk in. 2 months later, without consulting Congress, the UN, or the American people, we were bombing the life out of civilian Serbia. Over the course of the next 10 weeks, NATO aircraft, most of them ours, flew more than 38,000 combat missions, killing thousands of Serbs and destroying just about every bridge over the Danube River, not shown in any news outlet. To justify the war, the Clinton administration promised we'd find literally hundreds of thousands of Kosovars in mass graves. According to the UN itself, the final count was about 600. the kind of numbers and the kind of killing also that you get in a year's worth of L.A. gang wars. When Clinton lied, no one died, some say. Tell that to the Serbs. No sweat, though. A supplicant media had no more interest in these deaths than the ones in Arkansas or Fort Marcy Park, for that matter. But despite the media's incessant cheerleading and whitewashing of the Limber Leopard's ascension, Hillary squandered her only chance to establish herself as a serious candidate for the presidency. In a blistering attack on President Bush in January of 06, she said the president had outsourced the diplomacy with regard to Iran. This is, of course, an outlandish and absurd statement. Was Hillary stating that she did not want diplomacy? Was she suddenly stating that everything she screamed for prior to the Iraq war, that is, go to the UN and to the European Union and give peace a chance, suddenly was not a policy she approved of? Was Hillary suddenly saying that by outsourcing diplomacy on Iran, by taking the moderate course, that President Bush was doing the wrong thing? Was she suggesting that Iran be bombed immediately? In doing so, this bloodthirsty predator showed that she is a craven politician without the balance necessary for the important job of the presidency. Here's the conclusion. Still, the Limber Leopard is a dangerous breed, one that Richard Nixon said inspires fear. Yes, we should all be a little afraid, very afraid. This leopard may change her spots, but she's not about to change her nature. That's from the Political Zoo, an important satire published in 2005, 06 by me, with illustrations. Also satirized, if you think I'm being unfair to Democrat, liberal, progressives, are those on the other side, including, at the time, Newt Gingrich, Bill O'Reilly, John McCain, Rush Limbaugh, and some of the others are in there. And as a result, I have no friends in the world. The only friend I have is a 10-pound poodle. And that's going very well right now because he has a severe earache, a crusty right ear, in which I am putting some kind of medicine twice a day, and I like him even more. I love taking care of my little animal. Now, in the same book, I had a wonderful picture of Bill Clinton as the celebrated Arkansas werewolf. Fondlum Ungropium is so entirely distinct that there is nothing no one quite like it. There is nothing or no one quite like it. In captivity or in the wild. Wolf boy, as he is sometimes called, given his failure to grow up and become an adult of any species, is native to the southeastern United States, but now roams the world in a pack of one. His mother, Virginia, was a human. That much is known. His lupine nature he derives from his father, about whom nothing is known. Wolf boy has received international attention as the most outsized, most outrageous, most entertaining animal in the zoo. His indiscreet and indiscriminate mating rituals and borderline criminal activities have captivated the media and the masses for years. Do not be fooled, though, for this semi-lupine wonder is one of the zoo's most dangerous inhabitants. Wolf boy was put on the endangered species list after Waco, after Whitewater, after Trooper Gate, after Travel Gate, after File Gate, after China Gate, after Monica, and his subsequent impeachment after Pardon Gate, and the pillaging of the White House, but seemingly not even a cross held before his very eyes can stop his marauding. Wolf boy is occasionally seen stalking the streets of Harlem or in the New York countryside or reportedly in Ireland, whose clueless population has only seen the boy part and not the wolf. He tries to keep a full hemisphere away from the one creature of whom he is justly petrified, the Limber Leopard of Chappaqua, with whom he once mated. And that was my fond entry on the gentleman of the pack. And let me just read the last paragraph on Wolf Boy and on the Limber Leopard. Then I'm going to take your calls. Let's see. Here. And so this man continues to spread his mischief, most recently barking outrageous statements regarding the outbreak of violence surrounding the infamous Dutch cartoons that satirized Muslims. Yes, Wolf Boy hit a new low after the cartoon riots by urging the socialists in the EU to arrest and convict the cartoonists who caricatured Muhammad. No punishment for the murderers or rioters, and this is what passes for a progressive or a liberal today. Neo-fascism is loose, and the Clintons lead the wolf pack. So why, you ask, isn't Dr. Savage laughing at the outrageous gags of the high-flying, death-defying Wolf Boy. Because beneath all the shtick, all the captivating performances, all the yucks and the tricks of this clever creature lies the cold-blooded heart of a wolf. And before he is through, he will strike again. Watch your back. The darkest nightmare scenario being the leopard as president, the wolf running the UN, as the sign read in Scarface, the world is yours. Let's pray it does not appear in neon above the White House. Michael Savage, the political Zenel. For those of you who hate me, of whom I know many of you listen, I will read the preface. It's one sentence by John Dryden from 1681, who was a satirist in his time. And he said the true end of satire is the true end of satire is the amendment of vice by correction. And he who writes honestly is no more an enemy to the offender than the physician to the patient when he prescribes harsh remedies to an inveterate disease. Of course, that's too literate, I understand, for this age of rap music and for sub-morons in the media. I think I'm going to write a new version of The Political Zoo, and I have to take certain people out. I would take Kofi Annan out. Harry Belafonte would go out. In would be Barbara Boxer, George Bush. Robert Byrd would go out. Jimmy Carter's still in there. Carville's in there. Hugo Chavez would be deleted. Dick Cheney would still be in there. Jacques Chirac would be dropped. Bill and Hillary Clinton are in there. George Clooney would still be in there. Katie Coran Couric. Maureen Dowd's in there. Diane Feinstein. Oh, what did I write about Diane Feinstein? Let me see why she loves me so much in San Francisco. She dines in a certain restaurant that I kind of used to go into somewhat, occasionally, sort of. But now that I heard that she and Nancy Pelosi dine there and the owner refused to break the dishes after they've eaten there, I don't go back anymore. I asked them to break the dishes after they leave, and they said, no, we won't do that for you, Michael. So I stopped going back to that restaurant. Diane Feinstein was called the Frisco Red Heron. And her Latin binomial was Mao Zedongus. Still good. Not bad. Not bad. It's the Savage Nation. We're open for business. Phone number is 855-407-2282. Let's go to the callers. WMAL in Washington, D.C. Go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation.
Yes, Michael. You opened your monologue today about the Marine that... you know, was in trouble for sending classified emails, and I...
Yes, sir, that's right, it's a big story.
Yeah, it is, and it highlights, I actually have, I'm former military and currently a defense contractor. I've had two personal friends investigated for sending classified, inadvertently, but classified over an unclassified network. The idea that Hillary Clinton, in all those emails that she sent, that there is not any classified or sensitive information is ludicrous.
Yeah, of course it is. Of course it is. 30,000 emails. Even inadvertently, we know that she probably released something of a classified nature.
Absolutely. I heard one news report that she received emails from her close aides, and any discussion of meetings or State Department business could certainly be classified. And the idea that
but listen, here's the thing. We can all get upset over this, and we will be, and we should be, because it's a double standard, and we certainly don't want her to get away with this. Here's the problem. Most people on the left could care less what she did. They excused her and Bill for every crime you can imagine. Do you think they're going to care about this? So that's number one. But you know what my answer to that is? I said, wait a minute. That's not true anymore. Look how the Associated Press is suing for those emails. That's unheard of. They say that they're a proxy of the people and they're entitled to the emails. I've never seen the AP ever say that. So you have to ask yourself a question. If the New York Times is skewering Hillary, and if the AP is skewering Hillary, why? There's only one answer, is that she's too mainstream for them. They want Pocahontas to be the runner. That's what I guess.
Absolutely, Michael. I think you brought up a great point, which is, you know, whether or not she survives. I'm inclined to think, honestly, that the Democrat Party and the Clinton machine is going to do everything in its power to steamroll over anybody who's trying to hinder her, you know, nomination.
Well, of course they will. They've waited for this moment their whole life. After all, he was only president for 8 years, and we need another 8 years of the Clintons. Look how well that worked out for the world. But the thing is, I think that the Democrat Party is afraid of the filth. They're afraid of tarnishing the entire Democrat Party. And there's another element here that people forget. Barack Obama and his organization don't like the Clintons. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
They hated each other. They're not one and the same. They may theoretically be the same genus, or shall I say the same family, but they're certainly not the same species of politician, and they hate each other. And I think that the Obama administration is just liable to do something amazing, like demand that the Attorney General look into those emails in order to undermine her completely and to bring forward another progressive that's even worse, like Elizabeth Warren Pocahontas. That's my suspicion. We don't know what's liable to happen, but for me to see the AP and the New York Times demanding the emails and this and that indicates that they want a far more fanatical leftist woman to run, and the bill is met by Pocahontas, the fake Indian.
Yeah, but you see the lapdogs are out there, you know, Carville, Lanny Davis.
Yeah, but Lanny Davis has no credibility. He's a sneering low-life lawyer. He was never, ever, ever credible. No one's heard of him for 10 years. Carville was, last I heard, raising alligators somewhere in Louisiana. Where'd they dig him up from? When did he suddenly become a player?
Well,
I mean, who's heard of James Carville other than people in the alligator shoe business?
Well, Hillary, I'm amazed. I forgot all about her government security classification training that she must have received in order to determine out of all her emails which.
Look, my friend, the big issue here is what was her legacy as Secretary of State? I realize that's a little too demanding for the average person. It was the worst tenure in the history of the Secretary of State ever in American history. She has destroyed the world order, and not for the better. She has wrecked the Arab Crescent. She has started a new Cold War with Russia. How much worse can it get? World War III? That's the issue we should be talking about, not her secret emails. So I'll be right back to talk about it right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from.
So it's more politics, and they're just chasing their tail until they look at the polls, and the polls show that people are finally saying, leave Hillary Clinton alone. She did the right thing. Let's hear what she has to say about this great nation.
A person with the lowest credibility imaginable telling us that Hillary Clinton is credible. Look who's talking, Barbara Boxer, the scam artist from Marin County. So if I were to rewrite the political zoo, I would put in Marco Rubio, and I would give him this name, Double Talkus Ice Creamanus. In the next edition of the political zoo, I would put Chris Christie. I'd call him Rotundus Bridges to Forrest, the big round bridge too far. Joe Biden would be in there as Crackpotus over Bidius. Valerie Jarrett would be in there as Iranian Plantus. Mitt Romney would have to be in the next edition of the political zoo as Nice Gaius Phallus. And then, of course, we'd have to put in John Boehner, Clinkus Meltus, the melted ice cube. And we'd have to put in Ted Cruz, Corfea, America's Blandus, the bland American coffee bean, Eric Cantor, Bagelus Stalus. And I guess Ann Coulter would be in there as Screechus Righteous. I think I'm going to redo the book. We'll have to put a few other. Maybe I should put myself in there, but no, I'm the zookeeper. As the zookeeper, I get to decide who's in the zoo. If you want to write your own book, go ahead. Make my day. 855-407-282. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, the Savage Nation, home of unprotected talk, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
First, the laws and regulations in effect when I was Secretary of State allowed me to use my email for work. That is undisputed. Secondly, under the Federal Records Act, records are defined as recorded information regardless of its form or characteristics. And in meeting the record-keeping obligations, it was my practice to email government officials on their state or other .gov accounts so that the emails were immediately captured and preserved.
Who do you think is behind Emailgate is the real question. And why is the Associated Press and the New York Times jumping in or piling on? I mean, I gave you the answer in the first hour, boys and girls. If you're tardy for today's class, you'll have to catch up with the rest of the class and get the Savage Notes, used to be known as Cliff Notes. But ask yourself, who has the most to gain by Hillary dropping out of the presidential run? None other than Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren. And you have to ask yourself, why has the liberal press turned on her? Because they want someone far more like Mao Zedong and address than her. She's too centrist. Let's face it, after yesterday's performance, nobody has any faith in her as being fit to be president. And now that the press conference is over with, the scandal will probably go on for a while. And the Democrats have other viable candidates. After all, there's the great Joe Biden. Imagine him running America. How would you like that one? Or will Bill Clinton save the day for her? Or, as I suggested in the last hour, boys and girls, is the Obama administration secretly trying to sabotage her candidacy? There's no love lost between the Clinton camp and the Obama camp. Will another crisis coming along any moment now make everyone forget about this scandal? After all, it's been used before. Remember Wag the Dog when Bill Clinton bombed Serbia on very, very small pretense in order to drive Monica off the headlines? You forgot that? You see? So don't count her out quite yet. This is the Savage Nation. We're open for business. Here are some of the other headlines. ISIS, who is not being vigorously pursued by our president, is destroying relics going back 800 years. They are the most barbaric tribe of infidels the world has seen since Genghis Khan. They are hammering relics in Iraq that was saved from looters through endless wars. And this president says or does nothing. He said nothing when churches were being destroyed and burned, when Christians were being beheaded, and now he says nothing while a great cultural heritage is being destroyed in Iraq by ISIS. And what the heck is the useless UN doing about it, other than attending meeting after meeting to see what they can gain out of it for themselves? Maybe some in the UN are trading in elephant tusks and trading in artifacts from Iraq. How would we ever know? Anyway, that's the sad truth. ISIS video shows a child using a gun, to shoot someone. They're training their children to be the next generation of Islamic fascist murderers. They're creating the JV team, so we will be plagued with these vermin forever, which is why you have to consider the atomic option. It was done before. It should be done again. Think about it, or we'll be plagued by them for 100 years, if not more. Meanwhile, in Utah, there's good news. Utah has given approval for execution by firing squad. I guess that's good news. And here's some bad news. Ferguson police chief resigned. He was driven out of office by Al Sharpton, Eric Holder, and Barack Obama. I guess they'll replace him with a progressive police chief, and you'll watch crime rise in the city. Of course, crime never rises when a progressive takes office for one reason. They stop reporting them as crimes. They just changed the rules. So rapes are not considered rapes. It's called spontaneous lovemaking. Burglaries are not considered burglaries. They're considered income redistribution. Armed robberies are no longer considered armed robberies to a progressive police chief or progressive mayor. They're not armed robberies to them. They're simply called, let us say, convincing argument for turning over property. Meanwhile, so-called professors are backing a ban on the U.S. flag, the American flag, saying that our flag symbolizes racism. Those are fighting words. I think those professors should be taken out of the university, put into an American military helicopter, given parachutes, and dropped over to Crete so they can join the other Islamo-fascists on the earth. A group of university professors of the most verminous kind signed a letter showing their solidarity with students who tried to ban the American flag at the University of California, Irvine, saying that our flag contributes to racism. Here's what the idiot professors wrote. U.S. nationalism often contributes to racism and xenophobia, and that the paraphernalia of nationalism is in fact often used to intimidate. So they've signed a letter now, and they said that they support the courage of the useless, idiotic students who banned the U.S. flag. Who are these knuckleheads? Who are these professors? What departments are they in? I'd like to get a list of them, because I'm one who says those are fighting words. Men have died for our American flag. It symbolizes America. I, for one, will not let them tear down Old Glory. I'd rather tear them down, frankly. That's how I feel about it. And I think if they want to start a fight with America, they ought to be brave enough, since they're so brave, to sign such a letter, to publish their names and the departments that they are in. I can almost guarantee you none of them are in the hard sciences. I can guarantee you, as I stand here, that almost all of them are in fields such as sociology, ethnic studies, and other grievance rackets gussied up with a fancy departmental name. A hotbed of anti-Americanism is what we see now, going for the nation's honor itself. 855-407-282 is the phone number. You're listening to the one and only Savage Nation. It's not only Filegate, but it's all these other stories. Let's begin this hour with a caller from New York City. New York City, Tom, welcome from WABC. Welcome. What's on your mind?
Oh, God love you, Doc. I'm streaming you off ABC because you're not here in Boston.
That's a very nice starter. That's a first punch in the guts. Yes? What else?
Well, God love you. You're talking about Elizabeth Warren.
That's number two. God love you. I know something bad's coming. Go on, next.
Well, the thing is, I don't think a lot of people in the country know too much about her, but being from Boston, I was firsthand to watch her during the debates with Scott Brown, who turned out to be nothing but a flub. We thought we had someone.
I remember when he came along, I said, don't count him as being the great white hope. I said, he's just a flip-flopper. I said that right from the get-go. Are you saying that Pocahontas Warren won because Scott Brown wouldn't take hard positions?
Oh, absolutely. And she took the position that Barack Obama took, that you didn't create your own business. You have your own business because everybody else works so hard, and you should give back half of what you make or a big chunk of it.
Well, how is it that a woman like this, who described herself as a minority in a law school directory and was touted as a Native American faculty member, has no Native American blood? How did she get away with that?
They just let her slide. Just so liberal in this state, they just let her slide. They had her. At one point, Brown's people were out there chanting Hiawatha. He got flattened for that.
How does a blonde, blue-eyed white woman from a, let's say, middle-class white family describe herself as a minority and get away with it for so long?
It's just unbelievable. We're still shaking our heads here in Massachusetts over it. And the other thing, too, I think she is being fronted because she's going to be like a Ross Perot type, where she's going to split the vote with Hillary, which ensures Hillary never getting elected, and it gives her exposure for the next election in 2020.
You think she's going to run in the primary now?
I think they're going to float her out there. She keeps saying she's not, which means she is.
Well, they're floating Pocahontas, and they're floating, if you can believe it, the gaffer himself, Joe Biden. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, well, he's going to run. We all know that. I mean, he's got to...
Good God. How in the world can this country survive either of them?
Well, you can't survive her.
Yeah, but let's look at the other side. Are you telling me Marco Rubio is ready for prime time?
No.
I mean, I would vote for him out of default, but he has no, as they would say 10 years ago, gravitas.
But when we have,
I mean, the guy isn't the president. What are they doing? Because his last name ends in a vowel? That makes him a candidate?
Yeah, and you got the other Bush waiting in the wings. But here in Massachusetts...
Well, wait a minute. I can change my dog's last name to Teddy-O. Maybe we can run him for something.
When Brown took that seat, it was Ted Kennedy's old seat, and he won it on one word. He said, it's not Ted Kennedy's seat, it's the people's seat. He was in Afghanistan. He served for 2 decades in the services.
I remember. But wait a minute. Did they change the leather on that seat after Kennedy left?
I don't know, but he always brought home the bacon to our constituency here in Massachusetts. Unlike this carpetbagger who just came in, I saw her one day on the White House lawn. She had run the TOP program because her specialty is banking law, and she was whisked off the White House lawn. Next thing I know, she was my senator.
Yeah, no, it'd be a horror if she ever became president, a nightmare that we can't even imagine. We'd all be begging for Hillary.
She's in there to do the...
We'd all be looking back and saying, my God, what did we do? By attacking Hillary over the email scandal, look what we got instead. That's what I'm trying to warn people. Yes, it's worthy of discussion. Yes, she broke the law. Yes, we should see what's in those emails. Yes, yes, we should see if she did give a stand-down order on Benghazi. All true. But on the other hand, waiting in the wings is Pocahontas. That's what I'm trying to get at. You don't know how bad this one is. Thank you for the call, my friend. That opens up a line to the Savage Nation. Phone number is 855-407-282. I'll be right back. Be here or be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from.
Madam Secretary, why did you opt out not using 2 devices at the time? Obviously, if this didn't come out, you wouldn't probably it wouldn't become an issue. And my second follow-up question is, if you were a man today, would all this fuss being made be made? Thank you.
Well, I will leave that to others to answer.
Okay, turn it off. So the first stooge question was asked by a Turkish reporter. This is of Hillary Clinton, former Secretary of State, would be president. Her stooges, her shills, went and asked someone from Turkey to ask the first question they wrote for him. And the first question is, would this fuss being be made if you were a man today? And, of course, she says, Abishaw. Well, I'll leave others to answer that. That's when she was still looking like she was in charge of the press conference. But if you'll notice what happened to her over the next 10 minutes, some are saying she aged 50 years in 5 minutes. The fact of the matter is there were some brave people who asked phenomenal questions yesterday. And I was shocked at this guy, Schuster, who used to be on MSNBC, was always a nobody. And he went from MSNBC, he went to, if you can believe this, to Al Jazeera. Can you believe that a man who allegedly, I think he's of Jewish descent, someone just said, oh my God, did he say that? My guess is David Schuster is of Jewish descent. Can you imagine this man being so low as he'd work for Al Jazeera? Anyway, even David Schuster had the nerve in clip 9 to challenge Hillary Clinton in clip 9 on the Savage Nation play.
Well, operation who was forced to resign two
yeah.
years ago because of his personal use of emails. By the way,
right.
David Schuster from Al Jazeera
yeah.
America.
Right.
What about Ambassador Scott Gratian being forced to resign?
David, I think you should go online and read the entire IG report. That is not an accurate representation of what happened. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So she canceled, she called it off at that point when even one of her, let us say, jesters from the past, David Schuster. And she used to say, by the way, that Al Jazeera is a place for good news. I don't know if you ever heard that quote. She actually glorified Al Jazeera a few years ago. That's a place where there's really news, she said. It's unbelievable to me. And here he comes out of nowhere, someone she thought that she owned, I guess. And he asks about an ambassador named Scott Gratian who was fired because of his personal use of emails. And she canceled the press conference right at that point. She was worn out. I mean, she blew it. It was over. But along comes one of the most, I don't have any words to describe Barbara Boxer other than it's become a verb. Her name has gone from being a name to a verb, from a noun to a verb. If you want to say you're a boxer, we're not saying, well, someone in a ring. It means you're someone duplicitous, someone who's fettered, someone who's not reliable. So here comes Boxer with her big yap from Brooklyn in clip 15. Listen to Yapper.
Hillary
Hillary Clinton followed the letter of the law and the spirit of the law.
What would you know about Lua?
All the rest is total politics.
What would you know about Lua?
If Republicans want to have an email police come into everybody's home and go through their private lives, you know what? That's outrageous. They should just back off because she did everything right.
You know, I know everything, and she did everything right here. Let me tell you, I'm God Almighty. I'm Barbara Boxer. And I she did everything right here. You know, the New York Times and the Associated Press, they don't know what they're doing. No one knows what they're doing but me. I know what the law is. I mean, we all know what the law is. Everyone from Brooklyn knows what the law is. We invented the law. And whatever we say the law is the law. And we know that she didn't break the law because we wrote the law. And if you write the law, well, they will tell you whether or not you broke the law, because we never do. It's interesting to me that I had a dream last night. Here we go again. Now, I'm not going to be a long dirge now about a white owl. I had a dream last night that I was before a corrupt judge. And I knew I didn't stand a chance of winning. He was an Irishman, white-faced, blue eyes. But I knew that he was owned by the opposition. And I entered the court. My heart dropped. I said, oh, my God. I said to my lawyer, him? Because we knew he was corrupt. Why would I be dreaming about a corrupt judge? I don't know. What do I know how the subconscious works? How do I know what lurks within the minds of man? How do I know what lurks within the minds of man or the minds of people such as Barbara Boxer? Here is a woman who has spent her entire life on the disreputable side of reality. If you ever looked into the contracts and grants that the Boxer clan has recently accrued, you might find some very interesting facts.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
So it's more politics, and they're just chasing their tail until they look at the polls, and the polls show that people are finally saying, leave Hillary Clinton alone. She did the right thing. Let's hear what she has to say about this great nation.
That's none other than Barbara Boxer. Incidentally, her daughter was married to the brother of Hillary Clinton. Did you know that? Oh, yeah. It's not an independent statement that she's making. No. Anthony Dean Rodham, brother of Hillary Rodham Clinton, was married to Nicole Boxer, who, as far as I know, was the distinguished senator's daughter. Yeah. So you'd say there's a little bias there? Leave her alone. It's nothing but the right-wing conspiracy again. Well, that would include the Associated Press and the New York Times, who are now demanding the emails. And so I guess the members of the right-wing conspiracy continue to grow here in the United States of America. Anyone who opposes Hillary Clinton is a member of it. Yeah, it's true they were divorced in 2000, but family ties, you know, last a very long time. Boxer and Clinton are related by marriage. Her daughter was married to Hillary's brother. And I don't think that people know that. So I would think that Barbara Boxer, if she had even a scintilla of shame, that's ridiculous. A woman from Brooklyn with shame, come on. That doesn't exist. Brazen, audacious, yes. Shame, no. Look what they get away with daily. So look, I'm only a commentator. And if the Associated Press says that they are the proxy of the people, I'm going to use that line from now on. We in talk radio may be abrasive and grating to you, but we are the proxy of the people who think the way we do, and we speak for them. And tens of millions of people are so pissed off right now at the lying criminal thieves called politicians, they don't know which way to turn. They hate all of them. They hate the whole pack of them. They hate Boehner. They hate McConnell. They hate Obama. They hate Hillary. They hate Boxer. They hate Feinstein. They hate Harry Reid. They have no faith in the political system because they know it's rotten to the core. They know that. So they went to the polls in November. There was a landslide election. And the grifter in chief came out the next day and basically said, the election is nullified. I'll do what I want with a pen. And apparently the Republicans have let him get away with it. They didn't take away his ink. They didn't take away his pen. They didn't take away his stool. No, they didn't do that. He's still doing it. 855-407-2282 if you want to talk about the other topics. And there are some. I know none of them are as big as this. I get it. WMAL in Washington, D.C., line number 4. Go ahead, please.
How you doing, Dr. Savage? Thanks for taking my call. And I have to say, it sounds like I'm reading your mind. You hit it to a T, exactly how I feel. Although I have to say, that's not why I called. My comment is...
You're saying you feel the way I just said. You're fed up with all of them. They're a bunch of thieves and liars, and they've stolen our government from us.
Absolutely.
They're a bunch of thieves and liars. They rob us blind. They rip us off on taxes, and they spread the money around amongst their friends. They're a bunch of gangsters, and most people in America feel that way.
Absolutely.
All right, well, that's what my job is, to express the feelings of the average person.
Yeah, I thank you very much for looking out for us, sir.
Well, it's not doing any good, is it? Look what we got as a result. I encourage people to vote. I remember it. When my book came out, Stop the Coming Civil War, I said, look, hold your nose and go vote for Republicans. Remember that? And many of you who would not have voted, voted. And look what we got. I said, our job is going to begin in January when they win. Well, our job has begun, and we're not doing our job.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But what is it we can do to get Boehner, the drunk, to come out from behind the bar stool? What can we do to get McConnell, the turkey gobbler, to get off the turkey ranch and do the people's bidding and give us the conservative values and policies we voted for? I don't know what it's going to take. So what's really on your mind?
You had asked the question on how Elizabeth Warren was able to get away with saying that she was Cherokee Indian. Well, my reasoning for that is because the left, but the progressives are in power right now. And to them, there's no such thing as right or wrong. It's only about how you feel. And
in other words, she feels she was Indian. So because she felt that her family lore said she was Native American, she was so.
That's the way that they justify.
Yeah, well, it goes back to the 60s. If it feels good, do it. Why not do it in the road? If you feel you're Native American, then identify with Native Americans and be one. Look what she used it to get ahead in law school. She made everyone cater to her. They were afraid of her because she said she was a minority. They couldn't stand up to her. Thank you, my friend. The best headline is from the New York Post today. It's on the Drudge Report. It shows Hillary. The headline is, "The Leader of the Free World." Very funny. I don't know who comes up with these things. But that's why they're a newspaper. Deleter of the free world. Hillary reveals she erased 30,000 emails. Can you imagine? Hard drive destroyed. Nothing classified, really. She said she emailed with Bill, but spokesman claims he only has sent 2 in his entire life. Media demons return to haunt. Watch her age 50 years and 60 seconds. It begins. AP sues for Clinton records. That's amazing. That really is amazing. Major survey finds record low confidence in government. Does that not go to the point I just raised? This is again from the Associated Propagandists. American confidence in all three branches of government is at or near record lows, or according to a major survey that has measured attitudes in December 40th. The 2014 General Social Survey finds only 23% of Americans have a great deal of confidence in the Supreme Court, 11% in the executive branch, and 5% in Congress. You hear this? By contrast, half have a great deal of confidence in the military. The survey is conducted by the independent research organization NORC at the University of Chicago. Well, that's interesting. I would say I agree with this particular poll. This seems pretty accurate. Obama has virtually destroyed the country, and the drop in support for the presidency unto itself has driven the entire sea down. You know, I used to say that a rising tide raises all ships. That was a saying I learned in business many years ago, which is don't fight with your competition necessarily. You know, let's say that you're not the leader in your field, but the leader lifts up the entire audience for your particular brand. So you don't try to bring down the leader. A rising sea raises all ships. That was a very brilliant statement. But what do you do with a falling sea? It leaves a lot of ships high and dry. So there's, it's clear to me as a bell that there's no confidence at all in the presidency, and it brought down Congress as well. So there it is. What are we going to do about it? We can keep talking about it. That's all we have left till that becomes a crime. Maybe that'll become a crime like in some other despotic nations. Ferguson chief resigns in wake of scathing federal report. A chopper on training mission turned back because of weather before the second crashed. How do you like that one? We lost so many good people in that helicopter crash. Terrible story. Chopper on training mission turned back because of weather before second crashed. Chopper on training mission, blah, blah, blah. So we lost some good people, and that's what's going on now. Helicopters are crashing. Planes are not flying. There's no spare parts. What the heck is happening? He's decimating the military. WMAL in Washington, D.C. Greg, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Dr. Savage. It's a pleasure to talk to you. First time caller. My topic is the whole Hillary thing, how she used her husband as an excuse and then tried to use her daughter, too, and right away her
Say how she tries to use her what? Oh, a daughter's wedding is a cover and a mother's death.
Right. She's trying
You know, when she said my mother's funeral, I winced for a minute because I felt that that was sort of like, why is she bringing that up? What is she gaining sympathy with that one?
Exactly. I mean, they're just unbelievable, these people. Unbelievable.
Let me explain the mindset of powerful politicians or actually powerful people. Here's the mindset. It's them against the world. Everyone's out to get them. Anyone who stands in their way will be crushed. Now, once you understand the mindset, everything falls in place, doesn't it?
Yes, sir. It sure does.
Yes, and there's no truth to them. There's no such thing as truth. It never existed. There's only power. And anything that stands in the way of their power is to be eliminated.
Yes, sir.
It's that simple. That doesn't mean it's right. I'm just telling you the way they think. And this country was allegedly founded on a system that was supposed to leave behind absolute power. We're not supposed to have a royal family running the country, replaced by another royal family. 8 years of the Clintons wasn't enough for this country. 8 years of the Bushes isn't enough of the Bushes. We now have to have either a Bush or a Clinton for another 8 years. Is that what this country has fallen down to, that level? That we have dynasties now instead of open elections? Well, as you well know, that's the truth, and that's the sad truth. It's only about money. And if it's foreign money, it doesn't matter. There's no longer a difference between foreign and domestic contributions to candidates, as we witnessed through the Clinton Library. That's the absolute truth. We have foreign powers running this country, and we all know this. But this goes back to the famous picture of George Bush being led around by the King of Saudi Arabia. Remember that picture? Wasn't it true he led him around by a pinky? And then when Mr. Obama became president, he bowed from the waist to a king. Do you remember that one? So you could say the Saudis are running America, which in some ways is actually hopeful, because at least the Saudis understand the danger of ISIS, while the president of the United States denies they even exist. He even calls them by another name, ISIL. You hear this? He has to throw in Levant. Oscar Levant all of a sudden is in the picture. What's with the Levant, ISIL? Why not ISIS? Instead of, at least they both begin with the I word, which is Islam. He'll take that out, and soon it'll be ISIS or ISIL. They'll rename it altogether. They'll rebrand it. We have good callers. If you'd like me to take some, I'll take some right now. We have one open line at 855-407-2282. That's the phone number. We know this is going to blow over. We know that we're all excited. We think it's going to bring Hillary down. We think it's going to end her campaign. The answer is it won't, because the liberal media has already excused it. We know there's a triple standard. She'll go right over it. She'll crush the opposition. She'll be the candidate. And who are we going to run on the other side? Ice Cream Manus. That's the best the Republican Party can do. Him or Bridgegate? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from. SwissAmerica.com. Live with Michael Savage on the Savage Nation. Everyone's talking about Filegate, and that's to be expected. And you're going to got this standard left side, oh, she did nothing wrong. Right side says she did everything wrong. But the issue is, here we go again. I mean, the name Clinton, we have a scandal already before she's even announced her candidacy. You can imagine what's going to come up once she announces. It's unbelievable. Can America take this? Can we be dragged back to Jurassic Park again? With all of the dirty jokes, is that all we're ready for in an age of ISIS? With barbarians unseen since Genghis Khan destroying the culture of a great nation called Iraq? Mesopotamia was thought to be the cradle of civilization. These throwback fascists of the Islamic breed are using the Quran as a justification for hammering and chiseling and pillaging artifacts that are priceless. You see this happen before. It happened before way back in the 8th century when charged with the concept that the Quran was the only book the world needed, the Islamofascists of the time broke into Egypt, defeated the military of Egypt, and set about to destroy Egypt. As they Islamicized it, one of the first things they did was burn all of the books at the Alexandria Library. Did you know that? So it's history repeating itself. Did you know that they burnt books in Iraq when they took to Crete? Did you know that? Didn't make it to the UN press release. Didn't make it to Hillary's lips. Didn't make it to Obama's hips. Didn't make it to anyone's brain. We're facing a scourge that the world has not seen in hundreds, if not thousands of years. Well, I'd say many hundreds of years. But the fact of the matter is they must be stopped because they're growing in numbers like a cancer. They're joining up around the world, including in our own nation. They have fellow travelers in the universities, in case you don't know it. The same ones who want to tear down the American flag, I can guarantee you, if you went into their private emails, you'd find that they're supporting ISIS. Well, I don't mean in principle. I mean in theory. Because that's the way the left operates. Everything is theoretical to them. There's no reality. So it starts by tearing down the flag because the American flag is insensitive to Hispanics who are coming here illegally. It's a mark of imperialism. So tear down the flag, say the professors of a no subject. But ISIS is the real question. They're tearing down one of the most ancient civilizations on the planet, with almost no opposition from the United Nations or from the President of the United States. That's what we the people should be talking about. That's what we should be demanding be stopped. And that's the question needs to be asked. Why is President O ignoring ISIS? How does he get away with it? Where is the outcry? You'd think the left would care about the burning of books. You'd think the left would care about the sacking of a civilization. But instead they care only about dragging down the Republican Party. That's the sad truth. And it comes back to Hillary. They're going to give her a pass as sure as I'm sitting here. Well, I'm almost positive they'll give her a pass. I mean, the AP came out and said, we want to see the emails. That means they're only going to get the redacted emails, the ones that show she's as clean as the driven snow. So she'll run. Maybe Elizabeth Warren, you know, will give a putative primary run against her. Who knows? It's all boring to me. They're all corrupt. They're all anti-American. They're all rotten. They're all anti-flag, anti-family, anti-church, anti-man, anti-woman. They're all anti-everything America stands for. And we're sick of all of them. And good night and good luck.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected talk, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
The server contains personal communications from my husband and me, and I believe I have met all of my responsibilities, and the server will remain private, and I think that the State Department will be able, over time, to release all of the records that were provided.
I expect a wag the dog scenario any day now, just as Monica was driven off the headlines by a brutal criminal war against the Serbian people. I expect something along those lines very soon. God knows. Okay, I don't want to talk about her anymore. It's boring. It's boring. I mean, she was always boring. Frightening, yes. Draconian, yes. Like Evita Perón in some regards, sort of. Imelda Marcos, but without the shoes. She has a closet large enough for the shoes, but instead it's filled with skeletons rather than shoes. Actually, I meant skeletons, not skeletons. Pardon me, Red. Phone number's 855-407-28. You got to maintain your sense of humor. You'll go nuts here. Here's some news. Video game addict dies after 19-hour gaming session. You hear? Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s daughter denied into a club saying, "I'm a Kennedy. Google me." Oh, my God. Woman's publicly beheaded in Saudi Arabia's 10th execution of 2015. Great partners. Here are the 9 most hated cars in Consumer Reports ratings. Guard dog attacks would-be robber at gas station. That's interesting. I want to see the 9 most hated cars. I've been very relaxed lately. I've been reading Hemmings Motor News at night. Really heavy reading. I've given up heavy reading. I'm reading Hemmings Motor News. You know which car is jumping in value? You can't believe this. Jaguar XKEs have gone through the roof. Well, not the E so much. The Series 1 flat floor E has gone crazy. I bought a Series 2. It's a much better car, by the way. It's jumped, but it didn't go up that much. You know which cars that went through the roof? You'll never believe it. The XK150S. Astounding. The last years of the Jag XK150S. I once owned an XK150, the worst piece of garbage I ever drove in my life. I had to leave it on a street in Queens. I sold it for $800. God knows what it's worth today. But yeah, it's the same with everything. Collectors want whatever's produced in limited numbers they want. I'd rather talk about cars than Hillary Clinton. Why do you think, you know, you look at television, why do you think people are looking at boring reality shows? Car shows are very big right now, right? Chasing classic cars, this car show, that car show. I myself watch them at night when I want to fall asleep. I'm tired of politics. Who can take it? We all know that there are a pack of thieves and liars. By and large, not all. We elected some good ones, but they're in the back of the bus. One of them tried to write a letter about Iran, Mr. Cotton. Already he was crucified by the vermin, the Solenterites in the media. I have to stop saying vermin, even though that's what they are. No one told me. I don't like it because it scares people. That you hear the word vermin, they think I'm a fascist. I'm not. So I won't use the word vermin when I refer to the media or liberals. I'll call them Solenterites or inchworms. Cretin used to work, but no one even knows what a cretin is. People have become so cretinous in America, they don't know what a cretin is. The 9 least loved cars in Consumer Reports rankings. I just want to see it, then I'll go back to the boring news, okay? But you can't go on these sites. The minute you do, they're selling you hair cream and underarm deodorant. I'm trying to find it. They make you go to the next page to sell you ads. You can't. This is the problem with the internet today. Oh, here, number 9, Hyundai. Hyundai 9. But you have to click every page and you get an ad every time. Let's see the next worst one. Then I'm going to... Ryan, could you download this for me in a single sheet? This is boring. The audience doesn't want to hear this. Get free auto updates. Then they try to sell you an insurance policy. Here, Buick LaCrosse is number 8. Does Buick still make a car? I heard they were big in China, the Buick. You know why they are? I know why the Chinese like the Buick. It embodies a certain kind of first step up for the lower middle class, as it did in America in the 1950s. Like amongst my people, a Buick was considered a stable buy, a good car. But it's not flashy. Kids whose father drove a Buick were embarrassed to have them pick him up at school or take him on a date. The least you should have had was an Olds in those days. But a Buick, eh. You know your father was probably a haberdasher, let's say he owned a pickle store somewhere. They owned a Buick. No one in my family ever owned a Buick. I'm saying the people around us owned. You were all graded by your car in those days. Is it any different today? You drive a Mercedes, right? How do people know? They look at a Mercedes going by. They make believe they're not. But they're looking to see the insignia on the back. They all look the same. Is it an E? Is it an S? Is it an A? Is it a B? Is it a D? And if it's an S, is it a 550? Is it a 600? No one, this is a status symbol. It's like, well, there's nothing different under the sun when you think about it. Wasn't a man judged by his horse in another time in history, right? Or a man judged by his camel in the Middle East? Whoever had the better camel won. Number 7, Nissan Pathfinder. Black eye in the satisfaction survey. Okay. Let's go to the next page. The ads you have to put up with. Okay. 9 least loved cars in America. Ford Fiesta, tie for number 6. I like Fords. They're very good cars. They're really amazing car. Should have invested. I remember when during the downturn, before Obama came along, I was told to put money into a bond, a Ford bond. Would have made a fortune. I'm the world's worst investor. I invest in nothing. Nothing. Volkswagen Jetta, number 5. Okay. I'm not a Volkswagen fan. I had a Beetle years ago. Nah, I had a green Beetle that got broken down on the Queensboro Bridge because I got enraged. I was in a car with someone. I was young, and she used to drive me nuts. And I broke the steering wheel off in a rage on the Queensboro Bridge. I had to drive home holding the horn rim, if you can believe it. The horn ring. I swear to God. I got so mad, I started to scream in the car on the 59th Street Bridge in New York. I snapped this. I said, threw it out of the window into the East River. So I said, okay. And I grabbed the horn ring and drove. It's a good little car. Dr. Ferdinand Porsche. Number 4, the Nissan Sentra. What's wrong with that one? I thought the Japanese were doing good cars there. Okay, we're going down the list. Kia Rio, number 3. What new car can you get for $13,900? The Hillary. They ought to come out with a new car called the Hillary. That's a car that would drive in any direction you wanted to drive in, but it would always lie to you. No matter which way you were going, its GPS would tell you you're going the wrong way. Let's see. We're almost finished. Let me just finish. Number 2, the Jeep Compass. Jeep's affordable $18,995 Compass gets decent reviews, blah, blah, blah. Went on a hot streak in 2014, blah, blah, blah. So what is the, I don't get it. What is the worst? Okay, I'm almost done, folks. I'll get back to Hillary in a minute. The number 1 is the Nissan Versa, the last car standing in the 3rd Nissan badged vehicle that was bludgeoned by Consumer Reports readers. Just 42% of those polls said they'd have another run at the Versa if given the chance to turn back time. I didn't even know they made such a car. I often ride around on the highway and think about car names, like what I would name a car. I mean, seriously, what would you name a car if you were coming up with a new brand? It's hard to fill up a brand name. The Savage would be good. I mean, you know, I have the Hellcat, which I hardly drive. The Dodge Motor Company was nice enough to pull it off the production line for me and give it to me. This all-black monster, it is so phenomenal. 730 horsepower of car. But if you really want to step down and fit in it, you can press a thing and it goes to 550 horsepower if you're trying to just tooling around the neighborhood. The thing is awesome, the sounds it makes. I have a little meter in the middle. It says 0 to 60 time. Can you imagine that? You hit a thing on the dash, and it shows you how fast you go 0 to 60. Who could do this? It's just a pleasure to drive in the thing. I don't like mini cars. They're dangerous at any speed. If Hillary Clinton were a car, what would she be? That's the question. That's what I want to know. I mean, we can't use jokes like the Yugo because, you know, the no-go. There was, I remember in the 60s, Chevrolet introduced the car, the Nova, and it was a failure. And I read the advertising folks, the geniuses in advertising, who wrote a report, and they said that the reason the Nova failed in South America is because the people in North America who designed it and named it didn't know that in Spanish, Nova means no go. Nobody bought the car. It was a disaster. Isn't it? A name is very important. And so if you say Hillary Clinton, that's a name. There's a brand attached to that, and it's surrounded by scandal to the average American. See, Obama came along, no one knew who he was. You know, nice-looking guy, sounded good, he's going to bring us together, honest as the day is. Oh, look at this guy. Yeah, let's give him a chance. And many folks bought the lie. They bought into it. They knew nothing about him because the very same people who were supposed to do their jobs on him didn't do their job. The so-called press didn't tell us about Jeremiah Wright, didn't tell us about any of the background of this man, didn't tell us of his associations with known terrorists. If they did, I don't think he would have been elected, but that's the problem. See, brands come along. Oh, that's enough. Hey, Obama, what's that? That sounds like a new brand. Wow, let's try to drive that one, Martha. I'll bet that's a clean, honest car. Well, after all, he's not a white man, and we know that white men are all evil, so let's give that one a spin. Well, now 6 years into it, it's like, okay, is there a lemon law out there where you can return a presidency? Is there any way you can send it back to the factory for something more in line with what he promised us? Oh, we're stuck with it? You mean there's no warranty? You mean there's no federal government to step in? Oh, he is the federal government? Oh, I see. That's how that works. Okay, I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from. It is the Savage Nation, and I am back right here. I'm live. And I can't say I'm enjoying talking about Hillary Clinton. I'm not. To me, it's boring, frankly, and I was never really interested in her one way or the other. She gives me the creeps. I mean, it'd be more of Obama, but, you know, in another form. I mean, aren't we entitled to something better, especially in an age of ISIS? Aren't we entitled to an Iraq or Afghan war vet who understands the threat of Islamofascism to the entire world? And would marshal our nation and our military to destroy them and snuff them out and all of their kin and their children and wipe them off the planet once and for all and let the world go on with the good Muslims and the good Christians and the good Jews and the good Muslims and the good Hindus and the good agnostics? Can't we get on with the world? What kind of leadership is this that doesn't even talk about it? Hillary Clinton is not the woman to save us from these barbarians. Diana, KSFO, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage, what an honor to finally speak to you. A long time ago on one of your shows, you came up with, if Hillary Clinton was a deli sandwich, what would she be? And I had something I tried to get into you way back when, and I say it's white bread with tongue with mayonnaise or Heinz ketchup.
You're talking about way back when I was a local host in the early 90s, right?
Yes, I am.
Wow, so you're an old listener. I mean, I don't mean old in age. You're a listener going back almost 20 years on KSFO, right?
Yes.
And you're still stuck on me, huh?
Well, there's something about listening to you. It's like makes me feel good. I'm from New York, and it makes me feel real homesick.
So it's only because of a New York accent. I thought it was because of something else. See that? I was hoping for a minute that it was because of some other attributes other than my New York accent. But okay, I'll take what I can get. All right, Diana, thank you for being a great listener for all these years. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. WABC in New York City, Meshulam. Meshulam, welcome to the Savage Nation. Meshulam, go ahead, please.
Yes, finally, it's my first time listening to the third hour since I'm listening on WABC. What I wanted to say is I think the Clintons have staged that liberal media should fight to get her emails so they can cleanse her from every guilt so she can run clean.
You're saying they should get the emails and prove that she is telling the truth?
No. I think that the Clintons staged the liberal media to do that.
Because I was surprised, Meshulam, to read that the Associated Press said they're suing to get the missing emails because I've never seen them do this. And I said, there's always another reason for what. I mean, the AP is as left as you get. I said, either they're trying to undermine her so Elizabeth Warren could run, but you're saying something else. You're saying they're going to review them and say she's clean as the driven snow.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
All right, that's interesting, and thank you for tuning in the third hour on the internet in New York City. I get that. Look at the headlines in the New York Post. I don't know what the human mind is. Model gets head smashed with wine glass at posh New York City club. That's a news story? Pizzeria. New York couple accused of running coke operation out of pizzeria. You mean that's a surprise? You don't remember the Pizza Connection story? What, are they kidding me? Why do you think the pizza's so good in New York City? Why do you think you can't get pizza like that anywhere else but in New York City? You know, you look at the roads of America, and you look at the companies that build roads. You know, I thought about that. And a lot of the road construction companies are of a particular background, let's say. But they do a great job, because it goes back to ancient Rome when they built roads. Do you understand it's actually, you say, well, it's corrupt and the bidding is corrupt. So what? They build a good road. What do you want, a minority contractor to get it and the road is crooked and the bricks fall out? I mean, think about that. I want you to think about what I just said. Certain things are corrupt, but they work. And certain things are corrupt and they don't work. And that's our political system. I want you to think very carefully about what I just said. If we know the political system in America is as rotten as they come. It's corrupt, it stinks, it's driven by money and special interests, all true. But if it was performing well, if it made us feel more secure, if it wasn't ripping us off, if it was doing the right thing for our children, we wouldn't be complaining. We'd be going about our business. But it's corrupt. And that's why I say to you, go back to the road builders. Let's say the bids are crazy, they're out of control, they're too high, this and that, but the roads are good. They're built well, and they last for a very long time. So we don't complain about road contracts, because the roads are built well. Why is it we can't get a corrupt government that can do its job well? How is that? You see, it's not incompatible to have a corrupt government that does its job for the people, is it? But we have a corrupt liberal government that can't do anything right, let alone protect us from the worst barbarians the planet's seen in 600 years or more. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Corruption per se is not the problem. It is absolute incompetence that's the problem.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
I did not have sex with that email. I mean, I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have classified information on that email. It's an interesting, when you think about it, it's the same exact thing. In other words, deny, 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 delay, delay, delay. It's the old tactic of the radical left. Deny, 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 delay, delay, delay. And morons will forget it. So I called it email gate. I thought on the bicycle today it should be called e-gate. But e-gate, I don't know. Email gate is better, I think. I think that'll stick. Add it to cattle gate. You know, this issue of the mishandling of classified information is an interesting one. A Marine Corps Board of Inquiry recently recommended that a reservist, Major Jason Bresler, be thrown out of the Marine Corps for mishandling classified information. According to Kevin Carroll, his lawyer, Major Bresler, 35, a New York City firefighter, and a brave combat veteran of Iraq and Afghanistan, accidentally took home 14 documents on his personal computer, some of which were classified. I'm reading this from the New York Times. He was in a graduate school class when he received an urgent email from military officials in Afghanistan and sent the specific document in response using his personal email account. The document was classified, and that led to an internal review. Major Bresler has sued to challenge the separation recommendation from the Marine Corps, which goes to the Marine Corps Commandant and then to the Secretary of the Navy. The case is pending in federal court in Brooklyn. I rest my case. It's called a double standard, and the rules don't apply to her. It's that simple. I mean, she's a government official who was storing classified information on a personal device. Now, you'll say, how do you know it's classified information? She's the one who actually determines what's classified, because she was the Secretary of State. So she could say everything she thought was not classified. But I would say that that's kind of begging the question, wouldn't you? The best thing for me to do for you today is not go into a rage about Hillary Clinton like all the rest of them. What's the point of that? They expect that of us. I told you that the only solution to Obama's horrible actions against the American people and the Constitution is to... I didn't say forgive him. I said, what did I say? I said use forgiveness. And I didn't say that acceptance is the same as forgiveness. Do you remember that? Only by not playing into his hands of getting enraged by him can you defeat him. And so I said, we must forgive Obama. He has no forgiveness in him. Remember that? I didn't say accept what he's doing. You can fight what he's doing, but forgive him for what he's doing. It's two different things. It's the same with Hillary Clinton. You want to get into a fuming rage and then be typecast as right-wingers again. You know, that's all they know, a vast right-wing conspiracy. Well, I guess now the New York Times and the AP have joined the right-wing conspiracy. Welcome aboard, girls. Welcome aboard, girls, in the AP and the New York Times, because you're now a member of the right-wing conspiracy. I entered this theater in 1994, right in the heart of the Clinton administration. And the best thing I can do for you is entertain you today with some stories about Bill and Hillary Clinton. Because otherwise, you know, I'm going to play you the tapes over and over again, and I'm going to say she's guilty, and you're going to say she is, and you're going to say she should go to prison, and you know, this and that. But you have to ask yourself, here's the thing no one's asking. Why is the New York Times and why is the AP jumping on Hillary in order to sort of nullify her campaign? You haven't thought ahead on the chessboard, have you? Because they want Elizabeth Warren to run. They want to neutralize Hillary Clinton because she's not liberal enough. They want Pocahontas to run. They want Pocahontas to run because they want an even more insane person as president. These people are stuck, by the way, in the past. They're all stuck in the past. The whole liberal establishment is stuck in the rhetoric and policies of the 1960s. You know, folks, the world has moved beyond Mao Zedong. But these people, Hillary Clinton and Elizabeth Warren, to me, seem to live in the Mesozoic. I didn't say Mesozoic. They live in the Mesozoic. But even China has embraced capitalism. They're not embracing the rhetoric of income inequality that Hillary is still embracing. Suddenly it's 1960 for Hillary Clinton. And if you think that's bad, which it is, Elizabeth Warren is even worse. She's a woman who could only be elected in Massachusetts. But Elizabeth Warren is not a citizen of the Cherokee Nation. Elizabeth Warren was not enrolled in the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians. Elizabeth Warren is not one of the United Kitawa Band of Cherokees. According to The Atlantic, back in 2012, they looked into it. She claimed she was Native American. That's how she got into Harvard. That's how she ruled in Harvard. That's how she got over on Whitey, was using the ethnic race card, claiming she was Native American. Well, it worked, and she got elected to the whatever she is now in Massachusetts. I have no idea. Chief dog catcher of the Massachusetts nation. I don't know what she is. I think she's a senator, isn't she? But nevertheless, she said she was a Cherokee. And she said, these are my family stories. This is what my brothers and I were told by my mom and my dad, my mom-war and my pap-war. But no one could establish that her family lore about being part Native American is anything more than one of the most widely shared family myths known to American genealogical researchers. According to The Atlantic, myths especially prevalent in Elizabeth Warren's home state of Oklahoma. There's a running joke in Indian country. If you meet somebody who you wouldn't necessarily think they're Native, but they say they're Native, chances are they'll tell you they're Cherokee, said Lindsay Kriebel Burton, a spokesperson for the Cherokee Nation, Oklahoma. Warren has been embroiled in the controversy since reports surfaced that she described herself as a minority in a law school directory and was touted as a Native American faculty member while tenured at Harvard Law School in the mid-1990s. Warren has described herself as having Cherokee and Delaware Indian ancestry. Wow, isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? You don't think she used Native American ties for professional gain, would you? You wouldn't think that this blonde, blue-eyed white woman describing herself as a minority was odd, would you? No, of course not. Not if you're a liberal and you like to be a throwback, going back to the pre-Mao period. Here's the thing. We can all get upset over this, and we will be, and we should be, because it's a double standard, and we certainly don't want her to get away with this. Here's the problem. Most people on the left could care less what she did. They excused her and Bill for every crime you can imagine. Do you think they're going to care about this? So that's number one. But you know what my answer to that is? I said, wait a minute. That's not true anymore. Look how the Associated Press is suing for those emails. That's unheard of. They say that they're a proxy of the people and they're entitled to the emails. I've never seen the AP ever say that. So you have to ask yourself a question. If the New York Times is skewering Hillary, And if the AP is skewering Hillary, why? There's only one answer, is that she's too mainstream for them. They want Pocahontas to be the runner. That's what I guess. But the thing is, I think that the Democrat Party is afraid of the filth. They're afraid of tarnishing the entire Democrat Party. And there's another element here that people forget. Barack Obama and his organization don't like the Clintons. Do you remember that? They hated each other. They're not one and the same. They may theoretically be the same genus, or shall I say the same family, but they're certainly not the same species of politician, and they hate each other. And I think that the Obama administration is just liable to do something amazing, like demand that the Attorney General look into those emails in order to undermine her completely and to bring forward another progressive that's even worse, like Elizabeth Warren Pocahontas. That's my suspicion. We don't know what's liable to happen, but for me to see the AP and the New York Times demanding the emails and this and that indicates that they want a far more fanatical leftist woman to run, and the bill is met by Pocahontas, the fake Indian. Here are some of the other headlines. ISIS, who was not being vigorously pursued by our president, is destroying relics going back 800 years. They are the most barbaric tribe of infidels the world has seen since Genghis Khan. They are hammering relics in Iraq that were saved from looters through endless wars. And this president says or does nothing. He said nothing when churches were being destroyed and burned, when Christians were being beheaded, and now he says nothing while a great cultural heritage is being destroyed in Iraq by ISIS. And what the heck is the useless UN doing about it, other than attending meeting after meeting to see what they can gain out of it for themselves? Maybe some in the UN are trading in elephant tusks and trading in artifacts from Iraq. How would we ever know? Meanwhile, so-called professors are backing a ban on the U.S. flag, the American flag, saying that our flag symbolizes racism. Those are fighting words. I think those professors should be taken out of the university, put into an American military helicopter, given parachutes, and dropped over to Crete so they can join the other Islamo-fascists on the earth. A group of university professors of the most verminous kind signed a letter showing their solidarity with students who tried to ban the American flag at the University of California, Irvine, saying that our flag contributes to racism. Here's what the idiot professors wrote. U.S. nationalism often contributes to racism and xenophobia, and that the paraphernalia of nationalism is in fact often used to intimidate. So they've signed a letter now, and they said that they support the courage of the useless, idiotic students who banned the U.S. flag. Who are these knuckleheads? Who are these professors? What departments are they in? I'd like to get a list of them, because I'm one who says those are fighting words. Men have died for our American flag. It symbolizes America. I, for one, will not let them tear down Old Glory. I'd rather tear them down, frankly. That's how I feel about it. And I think if they want to start a fight with America, they ought to be brave enough, since they're so brave, to sign such a letter, to publish their names and the departments that they are in. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from. So here's the mistake that you can make. The mistake you can make is talking about Hillary and reopening Cattlegate and Filegate and Vince Forstergate and Marcy Park. That's exactly what the illegitimate left wants you to do. That's what the apologists want you to do. That's what the media expects you to do. They want you to act in the manner in which they have typecast you. The worst thing you can do is go backwards. We don't need to go backwards. Here is Hillary Clinton. Before she's announced, a scandal has appeared. Does this not tell you everything you need to know about the Clintons? It was 8 years, for those of you who don't remember, it was 8 years of scandal. One scandal after another. And now, before the woman is even announced, 2 years before she, God forbid, could become president, we have 2 years now of this scandal to live with. Doesn't America need something better than this? Can we afford two more years of this rubbish when you have ISIS metastasizing like a cancer across the planet? Don't we need a candidate who says forthright, my most important task is national security. I will deal with domestic issues after I secure our national security. And the first thing I'm going to do is make sure the armed forces has everything it needs to destroy ISIS to its root, to take them off the planet once and forever. Not by giving them a jobs training program, but by sending them to hell where they belong. Now, that's a president that we'd all vote for. And I think Democrats recognize the danger that ISIS poses. The only folks who don't seem to recognize the danger to the world from this Islamo-fascist movement are the politicians themselves. You've got Obama denying they even exist. Here's Hillary not talking about anything at the UN except herself. Where are the Republicans on the threat of this Islamo-fascist barbarian horde that is now joining up with Boko Haram and other extremely dangerous elements who would kill you or convert you? Do you understand what they stand for? They don't negotiate, they kill. They convert and they kill. Do you want to be dragged back into the 8th century? No, it's not Hillary Clinton who can save us from these barbarians, is it? The question is who can? I don't have an answer for you because I don't think that it's Rubio, the ice cream man. The ice cream man who cometh. 855-400-7282. That's the phone number. Let's go to KSMO Radio in San Francisco. Mark, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Dr. Savage. Mark, KSFO. Hillary's car. The company would be the Vermin. The car model would be the Vapor. You
got
a trail of hot air. You don't know what's in it.
You mean the car company would be called the Vermin?
It would be the Vermin Vapor.
I thought you said the car company would be called the Vapor, full of hot air.
Well, yeah, that's the model. Car model is the Vapor.
I see, but the manufacturer is the Vermin.
Yes.
Oh, God. All right, no comment, but thanks for throwing it in there. I appreciate that. UK Daily Mail is publishing this now. Did three Hillary Clinton aides use the private ClintonMail.com server while she ran the State Department? This just came out. At least three top Hillary Clinton aides used email addresses hosted on the former Secretary of State's private server while she was in office, according to reports from two different news outlets. A conservative magazine reported Wednesday that Clinton State Department chief and a deputy chief of staff both had the private addresses. That's a big deal. Two of Hillary Clinton's top aides used personal email while they were employed at the State Department, said Weekly Standard senior writer Stephen Hayes said in a Fox News Channel interview, naming Huma Abedin and Cheryl Mills, Hillary Clinton's chief of staff. The State Department has evidence of this, Hayes claimed. Clinton has come under fire for excluding using her own ClintonMail.com address while she was America's top diplomat. Well, that's a very, very big deal. Because if Abedin and the other one used her email site, did they leak anything of a national security type, anything of national security importance? Did I not tell you today that there's a U.S. Marine who's being thrown out of the Marines for inadvertently and accidentally sending one email that was attached to something that was classified? Have a nice double standard.
Savage.